Hello, it's Heather again, here from Texas. I miss the tragedy that happened here with the school shooting. Kind of a heavy heart on what's going on. Just kind of got me thinking about other things. There's still Summer Wells was 5 years old, from Tennessee. It's been a year since she went missing. Or she disappeared, got abducted, or something. They have no information in a year for a 5-year-old that was at home. I honestly don't understand. I don't understand what happened to her. I don't understand where she's at. I don't understand how there isn't any information at all. She was literally at her house. They say that her mom just walked away for a few minutes. Her other kids were also in the house. She was in the house, and then she was just gone. That fast. Like 5 minutes. I don't understand it. So, it's been a year since Summer Wells disappeared. There's also a boy named Kyron Hammond that went missing when he was 7 years old. He was at a science fair at his school at Skyline Elementary. He's been missing for 12 years. Nothing on that case. Absolutely nothing. He was at a science fair at his school. He was 7. Boom. Anyone? 12 years ago. There's so many others. I try to follow different cases to see what's happening. Once in a while, children do turn up years later, get let go or get found, different things. But literally, for the past year, Summer Wells has been gone. There's been nothing to show what happened or anything. Okay, Ron was at school. He was literally at school. They have a picture of him at the science fair, and that was it. Nobody knew what happened. 2010. Not trying to focus just on these two cases, but ones that I have recently read. There's so many other missing kids. So, if you happen to see one, read about it. Maybe you might have an idea of what happened. Maybe you've seen them. Who knows? But always pay attention when a missing child comes across your screen or TV. Because you may have seen them, or you may know something. So, sorry, I don't know. There's so much going on right now with the school shooting in Texas down there. It's just unimaginable that, you know, your third, fourth graders are in school. You go to their little award ceremony thing and then leave, and then you don't get to pick them up because someone went and shot the school up. Well, I'm going to do some more research and stuff, and I'll be back on here later. Like I said, if you have any comments or questions or anything like that, you know, want to show support, my email is pizzachapman@gmail.com. And please share my podcast to whoever you think might want to listen. I would appreciate it. Thank you for listening.